It was too late to pretend he hadn't seen her. Juliet was already squinting with recognition. For an instant, she looked pleased to make out a familiar face on a crowded street. Then she realized who it was. Nate. Juliet. Hi. How are you? At the sound of his voice, a tight little grimace passed over Juliet's eyes and mouth.
We stood as one, looking up at her. Me in the front, Vanetta and Fern at my sides. She was tall and broad-shouldered, where Pa was just tall. As hungry as I was, all I could think was that they made you dance with a boy in the sixth grade. That I would never look right dancing with a boy. For that I had Cecile to thank.
I had his hand. I held his hand. I said, "What?" I can see his hand in mine, and I can feel us, and my lips are moving, but I can't hear the words. I'm babbling, saying nothing.